Well, Brad, as we start out looking at what we're seeing market-wise today, I know the firm dollar making for commodities a bit less attractive to those investors out there. It seems like the almighty dollar and what's happening on Wall Street, a big effect for these grains today.
It has a bit of a dampening effect here, I think. In fact, the dollar, what it changed this morning from when I come to work to where it is now has been, kind of impressive. I guess in some ways I'm kind of surprised the corn is still higher. It seems like everybody kind of got their scaredy pants clothes on here this morning a little bit, being negative, worrying about the strength in the dollar, worrying a little bit about, the news that's coming out of Washington and this sort of thing, and the Korea conflict. And yet, really, 1 to 2 higher corn and 4 or 5 lower beans really isn't the end of the world here at all. I do think that the grain markets are starting to tire a little bit of this being jerked around by whatever the latest news is from China or wherever else.
Well, I know there was concerns, and you've mentioned it before, too, whatever seems to happen out of Washington, president makes comments, though it may not affect our commodities, we still see a bit of a reaction.
Well, I still think it's something that, lest we just completely, forget about everything else that was such a big factor during 08 and 09, and that would be the recession and debt and all this other stuff. That's still out there that, it's undermining a little bit our stock market performance today. And, if that becomes a little more of a deal, obviously it takes away some appetite from some of these index funds and all this other stuff. I think so far the market is handling itself okay, but we can't just act like it's not important.
Lack of weather, shall we say, or maybe too much in some areas affecting the way we look at our markets for overseas?
When you got this tight a carry out and no margin for error, most times right now would we be worried about a little bit of dryness in Argentina at this early part of the growing season? Most years we wouldn't, but this year we are. That's some of the reason why the corn trades better than the other two markets, wheat and beans. You got the deal with the wheat where, it was such adverse conditions in most of Russia, they didn't plant much winter wheat. Now you got conditions that are less than ideal in our winter wheat belt, where they are worried about lack of winter cover and too dry. This is going to be a winter time. They're all iffy, but this one's going to be pins and needles all winter long here, I'm sure, Susan.
Over to the livestock side, the cattle market trading lower today. All reaction seems to the dollar as well, Brad.
A little bit of pressure coming from that outside influence, I think. You also have a very overbought market here, a market that's had an awesome rally and tremendous cash strength and a straight-up move here on the futures. With the overbought nature of the market, I think that's going to weigh on you a little bit. You also have anybody that's pulled out a seasonal book is going to say, hey, from Thanksgiving to the 10th of December, we almost always have a little correction to the downside on the cattle. We're moving into a few more numbers, and you go into a time period where typically the demand for beef slows up a little bit. Some of the seasonal bears are trying to flap their wings a little bit, but at 20 lower, it's certainly by no means a wreck.
Some slow exports for the hogs as well today?
Dollar's a big deal for the hogs. A lot of our market is an export, stimulated market on the pork, obviously. A little draggy on the pork product is a problem. A market there that still suffers a little bit because it still carries an awfully big premium to the cash market. They're kind of taking it from both sides. I do think seasonally you've made the lows. I don't think this correction is going to hurt a lot on the hogs, but a little correction probably with the dollar and the softer pork product.
Is there any concern with the way the euro's been trading that's going to affect that market?
You said it. And then all this European stress here with their issues with a variety of their countries. Even the euro dollar today has had, for them, a huge trading range just from 8 o'clock till today. I wish I'm getting to the point where you can tell I'm almost tired of trying to outguess the next move on there. But on the other hand, look at Denmark's data this morning. They're down 5 to 6% on their total hogs. They're kind of the heart and soul of that European pork market. So if they're dealing with less hogs, it's not all bearish.